Right, it's time to get up to date with all the techie news and gadgets with the Gadget Detective, Fevzi Türkalp, whom you can follow on Twitter at Gadget Detective. Hello again, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
Do you know, for the first ever time, I have correctly guessed what your story of the week would be. As soon as I heard this, I thought, well, A, I thought, wow, and B, I thought, oh, I think Fevzi will go for that one. Because even if you're not very techie, this is of great general interest. And it's quite nostalgic as well, in a way, isn't it? Because this is the return of supersonic passenger flight.
Yeah, so some way away, they're predicting 2029 being the year that it will come back. But United Airlines have said that they plan to buy 15 of the new supersonic airliners that will be made by a Denver-based company called Boom. Right. And the idea is that they produce sonic booms because they're supersonic.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the British and the French introduced Concorde back in the 60s. I think they retired it 20 odd years ago, I think it was, wasn't it? Quite incredible. And even this new aircraft won't quite match the speeds of Concorde, although it will go about twice the speed of an average modern airliner today. So it would, you know, halve the time from London to New York, for example.
So that would be, three to 4 hours or something like that, instead of six?
Yeah, I guess so. I think, I think they said they'd be shaving about
3 hours
three
off.
And a half hours. Yeah, 3.5 hours, yeah. So quite incredible. So that means that this... So Concorde used to do 1,350 miles an hour, which is Mach 2.04. This one will manage about 1,122 miles an hour. So, but you know, to make a supersonic aircraft in the modern day, because it's one thing flying these things, you know, way back when Concorde used to fly, but to make them in the modern day, the challenges are noise, which everyone is a lot more you know, sensitive to noise, but also you know, pollution.
Yeah.
And so noise-wise, the way that supersonic aircraft tend to work is that they can't go supersonic until they're over the ocean. So the boom won't, you know, scare everyone witless and annoy the hell out of them. But also they're predicting that the aircraft will be carbon neutral.
And, wow, and that it will they use, really? God, that's
yeah.
Very
well,
impressive,
and that,
if it's true.
That won't be just because, you know, the designers at Boom are clever. It's because of advances in fuel technology, which means that you can have this sort of biofuel that you can actually grow, although the challenge is to grow enough of it, or power to fuel, where you can actually take a renewable energy like wind power and turn it into liquid form. Which an aircraft can actually use. So it could be that, you know, in the future, maybe, you know, maybe by the end of the decade, we'll have worked out how to make carbon neutral, you know, jet fuel, which will be quite remarkable because, you know, commercial
game changer.
Aircraft
are, yeah.
Well, yeah. And but, you know, I was thinking, because they were talking about, you know, towards the end of this decade, I think, what will the world look like by then? Will we still be fighting, you know, another pandemic, or we'll be traveling all over the world? And is it just a stopgap measure before we actually invent teleportation anyway? I hope so.
I remember so well when Concorde stopped, being amazed that nobody had already come up with a replacement, because surely there has always been a certain number of very rich people who either want to show off because they're pop stars, or you know, have incredibly demanding professional lives and need to get from A to B much faster than the rest of us, and have got the funds to pay for it. And I thought it was such a missed opportunity that nobody came up with a new Concorde, in inverted commas, back then. Don't you think it's amazing that it's taken all this time?
So I think the challenge is to make it commercially viable, isn't it? Because Concorde used to have relatively few passengers on it, and even at those, you know, hugely expensive prices, you know, it was, I'm not sure that Concorde ever actually made money, and that's the problem. And I think Concorde, as in its, you know, in its then current form, would have struggled to meet modern you know, standards. But yeah, it is a shame. And I think the other thing is, once you get up into the upper echelons of these high net worth individuals, they tend to have private jets as well, which, although they are not as fast, you don't have to share with the other hoi polloi, do you? You know, so you've got your own private jet. You might be willing to spend an extra couple of hours on it if you're comfortable and can have a kip and not have to be irritated by the general public.
Mm. So a limited audience, but an audience nonetheless. I was lucky enough to fly at Concorde for work on one occasion. And, of course, it's like a cigar tube. You know, it's such a long, narrow thing. Obviously, yeah. it had to be to go that fast. So do we think that shape will be similar this time? Is that the only shape that can go that fast?
Yeah, so if you look at I actually sent you a picture of a digital mock-up of the aircraft will be called the Overture, by the way, as opposed to the Concorde, it'll be the Overture. It looks similar. It doesn't have the dipped nose. You know, the Concorde used to have a nose that could dip down.
Yeah.
But it's got the delta wing and it's very slim. It has to be. I mean, essentially it's a dart. You know, if you think about when you made paper darts, which ones were the ones that went the fastest? You know, they were the sort of the long, sleek-looking things, not the ones that used to flutter around in the air with curved wings. So, yeah, I mean, I just think this is exciting, and it will be good to see supersonic flight come back. But I am quite serious. I do hold out hope for teleportation in the long term.
Do you really? Gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because almost everything that's in Star Trek eventually comes true. In fact, I'll tell you a little story. I don't know if you remember Star Trek, but the original series.
On the telly. Loved it, yeah.
Communicators, and they'd flip them open. That became the basis of the design of the Motorola flip phone, because the designers of the Motorola flip phone grew up watching Star Trek. And now we're on the cusp of inventing replicators, you know, so tea, Earl Grey hot, that sort of thing. We've got 3D printers that can create objects, food, organs, bones, all sorts of things are now being 3D printed. So that technology is there. Teleportation is interesting because, you know, this idea that you scramble your atoms and then a replica of you is made at the other end. But if you think about it, every time you're teleported, you die because all your atoms are ripped to pieces. But a perfect replica of you is made at the other end. Yes. So it gives rise to all sorts
of questions.
I'm
not going to volunteer to go through the processing stage of this. Somebody else can do that, I think, Fevzi.
No. Well, you know, did you see the remake of The Fly?
Oh, yes.
When he used to teleport from one pod to another and then the fly got in the pod. Sorry, we're a bit off topic here.
Very scary movie that was. No, it's all about travel, isn't it, and what the modern world is going to be like.
Yes, exactly. It's a new meaning to being a travel correspondent, isn't it, to talk about the flight.
I shan't have to do delays on the motorways anymore when I'm on the radio, will I? That's for sure.
I know.
I
just think, you know, we talk about consumer electronics, but there are some amazing things ahead, you know, and although technology, you know, can cause us all sorts of problems, you've got to think that these sorts of rather smart apes with opposable thumbs are doing quite well in some respects.
Yes. I think we're very privileged to live now. If we were several generations back, you know, nothing really would have changed from the day we were born in the village, going around, you know, milking the cows or whatever, you know, to the day we died. And within my relatively brief lifetime, goodness me, quite extraordinary. It's Bill Buckley halfway through a chat with the gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp, and here comes the gadget of the week. And you've gone for another speaker, but a rather different one this week.
Yes, and it's called the Motion Boom. So it's almost like it's almost like it wasn't a complete coincidence. Yeah. So it's from Soundcore. It's called the Motion Boom. It's a speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker. This one's designed primarily for outdoor use, but there's actually no reason at all why you shouldn't use it indoors, and that's what I've been doing primarily. So there are literally thousands of these things. So why have I chosen this one? I think this one is arguably the best Bluetooth speaker that I've encountered under £100, and I think you'd actually have to spend significantly more to get something that was better or sounded better. So let me explain about this device. So it's about 13 inches long, portable, built-in rechargeable battery, large handle on the top, makes it easy to carry, a bit like a briefcase handle. But it's got some quite amazing things. So first of all, it gets all the basics right. The sound quality is excellent. The volume is huge. The fact it's called Boom is the clue. It's got 30 watts output, which for a device of that size run off a rechargeable battery.
Oh, the neighbours are going to love it when you do
that.
Oh,
yeah, they're going to absolutely love you for this. Yeah. So just make sure you're out over the ocean before you switch it on.
Yeah.
But it's also got a very impressive stereo sound. And as you turn it right the way up, and I did have to test this, you don't really get any noticeable distortion. You know, when normally you crank something up, mm-hmm. it starts distorting terribly and it sounds like the cones in the device are going to start ripping open. You don't get that. This thing's got two 2.5-inch titanium drivers. And what that means is that they not only do the bass frequencies, and it's got bass ports in it as well, but it'll do the high-end frequencies that are normally you have separate smaller speakers built in called tweeters. This titanium technology does away for the need for tweeters because the speaker, it will go right up to 40 kilohertz. Now,
are the woofers all right? Are there still woofers?
Well, yeah, I mean, the 2.5-inch speakers will do the whole thing, but the bass ports, which will take care of it. Trust me, things actually start moving around when you crank it up. Now, it's got some other nice features because it's designed for outdoor use. It's got IPX7, which means it's fully waterproof. So if you drop it in a lake or a swimming pool or in your bath, it will not only survive, it will keep playing, but it also floats. It comes back up to the top, so you don't even lose it if you're able to go in. Let's say you're on a boating trip and you've dropped it, you can actually retrieve the item. It's quite incredible, and it's kind of nice to have something that's blaring all this stuff floating along. You could actually have it on a rope behind your boat and just pull it along. It's not the recommended use, but it's fun. It's got a huge internal battery. For those that are technically minded, 10,000 milliamp hours, which means it will give you up to 24 hours of playing time, although if you have it at full volume, it will not give you 24 hours. But I have not yet had to recharge the one that I've been using. And because it's got that big battery in it, there's a nice add-on feature. It'll act as a charger for your phone or your tablet or other things. You can plug a cable in mm-hmm. and charge other devices from its huge, capacious battery. So I was rather impressed by that. The version of Bluetooth it uses is called Bluetooth 5, which is one of the latest versions, which means it's got a longer range and it uses less power and you get less of that stuttering. You know, sometimes Bluetooth connections for audio can be a little bit hit and miss. This one's very good. It's got an app, Soundcore app, which customizable EQ, so you can choose from different presets. So if you want to, listen to a podcast, it's got one for voice. It's got ones for different types of music. It's rather good. If you are feeling flush, either now or in the future, if you buy a second one of these devices, even though each device has got its own stereo pair of speakers, each single device becomes a speaker channel. So one becomes the left channel, one becomes the right, all linked via wireless Bluetooth.
That is clever. Yeah.
It's called wireless stereo pairing, and you get double the volume and really good stereo separation, because obviously when you've got a device that's 13 or so inches long, unless your head is now the third point of an equilateral triangle, i.e. about 10 inches away from the unit, you're not going to get stereo separation. But if you've got two of them, your neighbours will truly
Well, talking of your neighbour, you said you had to crank it right up to full volume to test it before reviewing it.
Yes.
Where did you do that then, and did you warn anybody?
Yeah, I warned my neighbours, and I took it in the garden. I took it to the far end of the garden.
Right.
Because that then backs onto another garden, and so it was the furthest away from any building.
And what was it like?
It startled the birds. There were no tweeters of another sort once I'd cranked it up. I mean, it was just quite incredible.
It all migrated, yes.
Yeah. So this thing, list price is £90. I saw it on a large retailer's website for £80 up until tomorrow. But I see it's often on offer. So I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5 because it gets all the basics right. Impressive sound, quality and volume. But all these additional features, particularly good for outdoors, but in no way less good for indoors. So imagine camping weekends, days at the beach, boat trips, all the things that we've sort of forgotten how to do. We can go back to these things. And, the long battery life, the waterproof, the fact it floats, the fact it can act as a charger for your other devices, the fact that you can actually use an external power brick. excuse me, to charge it up again, which means that you don't have to be anywhere near the mains.
Yeah, not so, going for it.
Sorry, I'm just getting so excited. My voice gives out when I get this excited.
Is
so,
that right?
It does, yeah. So all in all, 4.5 stars, and that's only because nothing, and I mean nothing, ever gets 5.
What? It'll happen one day. I want to be here when
no,
it does.
No.
Sound core motion.
I might do 4.75. You know, like you can never reach the speed of light. You can get infinitely close to it, but you can never. It's like that. It's an asymptote.
I didn't know you were allowed to have fractions of less than a half, but I suppose it's your bat and ball, so you can do what you like. Yeah. great session as always. Thank you, Fevzi. Follow him, why don't you, on Twitter. He is @GadgetDetective.